Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's really. Okay, what's this call about?
Well, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and today we're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you just a few short questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household...
Do I get paid for my answers?
I'm sorry?
Do I get paid for my answers?
We're so sorry, but we unfortunately do not pay. But, I mean, we are super thankful to get answers and opinions from everybody.
Everybody. Okay, so what is this political question? Ask me, how many questions do you need to ask me?
Well, I do not know the certain, like, number of questions, but if we do the survey fast with, like, no questions asked and you just answer the questions strictly, it can't take less than 10 minutes.
All right, we'll try. Go ahead.
All right, thank you.
Ask me a question.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My age?
No,
my race? What?
Yes, race.
Race, black.
All right, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Would you mind sharing your age?
75.
75, all right. Can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in these upcoming November 2024 elections on, like, presidential and congressional elections on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means you're extremely motivated and a 0 means you're not at all motivated?
Hey, Kay, it's Mike, man.
Okay, the question is what
The question is how motivated are you to vote, so on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote?
Okay, well, one, I'm motivated. I don't understand why.
All right. All right. So, you said number one, right?
I don't know. I probably said it backwards. Whatever the highest thing is.
Yes, I believe you said it backwards. Yeah. All right. So it'd be a 10, then extremely motivated. All right, thank you.
Right.
So generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Have you been following it, like, very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, and not at all closely?
Very close.
All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted before, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I do.
Do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
The middle.
The middle? So in between the middle options, there is satisfied and dissatisfied. So from those two, which one do you think you would choose?
In between, there's two, only two choices?
Yeah, the middle options are just those two options, like satisfied or dissatisfied.
Satisfied.
All right, thank you. In your opinion, would you say the economic conditions in the county or the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I don't know. About
all right, thank you. Thinking about the issues facing the country as of right now, which of the following would you say are the two most important issues facing, like, the country as of right now that you think the members of Congress should focus on? And the list goes: making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting abortion rights, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, border security, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, creating more jobs and raising wages, improving K-12 public school education, reducing crime, or combating division and racism.
All of them.
All right, but if you had to choose, like, your top two, which one do you think they would be?
Okay. What's the question? The long question, whatever.
Yeah, well, that
so
kind
long.
Of is the
That's
question.
Okay. So where are we at?
So the question was, thinking about the issues like I just listed and what the issues are like kind of facing the country as of right now, which of the ones I listed do you think are the two most important issues that the members of Congress should focus on right now?
The economy and, I don't know, what were the others?
Would you like me to read the list again?
No, just give me a couple of the choices and I'll pick another one. There's only one more.
All right. So the first option that you did choose was fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, since that does relate to
fighting inflation.
All right. Yes. And then another options are like protecting abortion rights, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, reducing crime, combating division and racism, protecting and strengthening.
They're all important. They're all important.
All right. Well, if you can't choose another one, no worries. We can just stay with that one about the economy.
Right.
All right, so now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 basically means you like them, a 0 means you don't like them, and a 50 is neutral. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first one is Donald Trump.
Definitely don't like
it. So would that be a 0 then?
A what?
Would that be a 0 then?
If that's don't like him, yeah, 0.
Yeah.
Donald
zero
Trump,
is like,
give me a two.
Yeah. All right. What about Joe Biden?
Give me a 550 in the middle, whatever.
50, all right. What about Democrats in Congress?
Same choices for Democrats in Congress?
Yes, Democrats in Congress. So if you could rate them on a scale of 0 to 100, and you can use any number. 0
50.
Is you don't like them. 50 is neutral, 50, and 100.
50, that's right in the middle.
All right, what about
Kamala Harris? I think she's great as vice president.
Would that be a 100?
Yeah.
All right.
Great as vice president.
What about Tim Scott?
Okay, what about Scott?
Mm-hmm. Yes, what about Tim Scott?
Okay, 50 on up.
50, thank you. What about Cornel West?
50.
All right. What about Hakeem Jeffries?
50.
All right. And what about Republicans in Congress?
0.
0. All right. Thank you. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote for?
Probably Cornel West.
All right. And did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump on Thursday night?
Yes.
Did you watch, like, a lot, only some, or only a little?
I watched the whole debate.
All right. And what did you see during the debate? Does it make you more likely to support Joe Biden for president, or does it make you, like, less likely to support him?
It would make me less likely to support him, but I support him all because the choice is Trump, and that is a definite no.
All right. So would you say this makes you much more likely to support Biden, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat likely I'll support him.
All right. I'm sorry, did you say somewhat less likely or somewhat more likely?
More likely.
All right, thank you. And what did you see or hear that makes you more likely towards Joe Biden for president?
That he wants to do something for the people. He got money coming back from the big corporations, that is helping cover the cost for it. SSI. All the benefits, the welfare programs and stuff. I think he's put the money that he's taken from the corporations and putting it into that to keep it going and investing in greenhouse gas and futuristic and stuff. So I can't even think straight. But anyway, yeah.
All right, for sure. Thank you. So, from what you also saw from the debate, does this make you more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
I wouldn't support that. Donald Trump, if he was a government director, garbage man.
All right. So would you say it maybe made you, like, much less likely to support him then?
I wouldn't support him. I think he won the debate, but I still wouldn't support him. He's a jerk.
All right. No worries. So now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. And if you could tell me which one do you believe are, like, the two biggest threats to the African-American community as of right now. And you can totally choose two, or you can just stick with one if you would like. So the options are the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, stagnant wages and rising costs, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the lack of quality education opportunities, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, rising crime and violence, or Donald Trump getting elected president again.
Okay, and all of those are choices for what?
But if you could choose like one or two, which ones do you think you would choose?
Why am I choosing?
You're choosing for this option if, like, which ones you believe to be are the biggest threats to the African community as of right now.
Oh, the biggest threats to the African American community is Donald Trump.
Getting elected again.
All right. Oh, I got another one? Yeah, Donald Trump.
Yeah, you can choose another one if you would like, or you can just stick with that one.
Social Security.
And cuts to a social safety net like Social Security. All right, thank you. Right. So now for each of the issues, if you could please tell me whether if you think Trump would do a much better job at dealing with this issue, Trump would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this issue, Biden would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this issue, or Biden would do a much better job at dealing with this issue. And the first one is protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Much better.
Trump or Biden?
Biden.
Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
All right. Securing our borders.
I'd say that Biden.
Would do a much better job or a somewhat better job?
Biden, much better.
All right. What about dealing with the rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
Okay. Trump would be better at that.
All right. A much better job or a somewhat better job?
A much better job. Trump with nationalism and racism is fine. Sure, he's way up there.
All right. What about dealing with growing the economy and increasing economic opportunities for people like you?
Biden.
Would do a much better job or somewhat better job?
Much better.
All right. And bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
The what? Okay, because I was watching the people, the Trump and Biden on TV right now. Okay, now what was the question?
Yeah, so the question is bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Biden has already done it.
All right. Biden, much better job then?
Yes, yeah, he's already lowered the cost of some prescription drugs to $25 versus $400.
All right. So, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel and Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
I still support him, but I don't think he did the right thing by pulling out of Afghanistan or whatever it was.
All right. So would you say that maybe this makes you, like, somewhat less likely to support him or somewhat more likely?
More likely.
Somewhat more likely. All right. Thank you. So as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to corrupt an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. So generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
The trial was fair.
Very or somewhat fair?
Very fair.
All right. So since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said that black people are now more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. So generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I think that's ridiculous to even come up with that as a choice. But
strongly disagree?
strongly disagree.
All right, thank you. So how often do you receive information about the world and politics strictly from social media?
I watch the television. I don't use social media for my news.
All right. So we're almost done. We're about 95% done with the survey. So I do want to thank you so much for coming this far. All right, yeah, we're almost done. There's about, like, I think, 6 more questions, I think. So now switching gears a little bit, what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
A bachelor's and a master's.
All right, thank you. What is your marital status?
Single.
Single, all right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as either being very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. All right, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services?
Okay, what about the church, would you say?
Yeah, how often do you attend church or religious services?
Right now, not at all.
All right, so would you say, like, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
All right. Hardly ever. All right. So thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
I'd say half.
About half? All right. All right. How would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
It's urban.
Urban.
Right downtown.
All right. Thank you. So, were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the U.S.?
I don't know. I'm not aware of where any of my grandparents were born, so I don't know.
All right, understandable. No worries. So, were one or more of your parents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Were you born outside of the U.S.?
Yes.
All right. So, and last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Definitely not.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.